Hi and welcome to Journey to a Dream, which is brought to you by Kawasaki Insurance. We're also supported on the island by the Andreas Racing Association. Always so grateful to Lee Bartram for helping to organise guests. And today's guest is one of those people that Lee persuaded to come in and have a quick chat. And it's a pretty momentous year for Wayne Avis. He is an MGP newcomer. He's actually only very recently, really, in the sort of past 4 years or so, got his racing licence. But that passion for bikes, as we'll hear, has always been there. And if you're listening on the day this podcast is published, it's also a very special day for Wayne because it is his birthday. Let's meet him now.
My name is Wayne Avis and I am a newcomer at the Manx Grand Prix 2025.
And Wayne, you live here on the Isle of Man. You haven't really got a very Manx accent.
No, I've lived here for about 9 years now, but originally from Essex. So I've not quite got the native tongue just yet.
It'll come, I'm sure. Yeah. What brought you over to the Isle of Man?
Bikes.
Really?
Yeah. TT, you know, watching them. You sat on the sides, you're thinking, oh yeah, I can do it. You can't. But then you put the work in and you start to realise you can be on the other side of the fence. So yeah, here we are.
So when did the sort of the bike obsession start?
Oh, I've been riding bikes since I was a kid. Not very good ones, mind you, but just like little field bikes. Obviously, back in Essex, we used to just ride along the River Thames there, like a bit of marshland. So we should just mess around over there. And then, yeah, it's just sort of stemmed from there, really. It's addictive.
And are your family bike people?
No. No one's bike people at all. As soon as I see a bike from when I was a kid, I thought I need to be doing that. Not racing, but just riding one. And then when you do get on a bike, it's the best feeling in the world.
And what is it? Is it adrenaline? Are you a bit of an adrenaline junkie, would you say?
Yeah, people say that. It's about, don't get me wrong, I love going fast, but it's not that I'm seeking like a fix or anything. I just enjoy riding my bike.
And presumably you sort of find friends who enjoyed the same sort of thing. And
Yeah. As you sort of go through life, you meet a lot of like-minded people and you do build friendships, people I speak to today. And yeah, you get yourself in a bit of bother sometimes with the bikes, but it's always a good laugh though.
And so you initially then just interested in riding bikes. At what point did that sort of change and you think, maybe I would like to do it a bit more competitively?
Do you know what? I was here, when was it? 2021, I bought a track bike off my friend. But on the Isle of Man, there wasn't such thing as a track day. So you needed to do even a test day, you needed a race licence. So that's the only reason I got my race licence, just so I could do test days on my track bike. And then a lad, I forget who it was, but he said, oh, just enter a race, you'll be fine. I was thinking, oh, this is a bit overwhelming here. Entered a race, done all right. And then, yeah, 2021, I think I'd done a couple more races. Same in 22. And then I got the real taste for it then. 23, I done a full season up Jerby. Upgraded my licences because you have to do 3 different tracks. So then you can upgrade. Went to Aintree, Alton Park, Anglesey. Eventually got my national. And then it's like, okay, we could go road racing now. So then I done the Southern last year as a newcomer there. Again, done all right. And you just keep wanting more, you know. What's the next one? What's the next one? And now we're at the Manx Grand Prix. Like, it doesn't get any bigger than that.
And that's really interesting. So you'd actually moved over to the Isle of Man before you actually had your race licence.
Yeah. A lot of these guys have had that dream since they were kids, you know, especially for local lads. They're constantly around the course and people probably got family who race. I haven't got any of that. You know, I'm very late to the party. It's just built over these last few years. And I've seen progression. So that's what I think makes me keep driving forward. So, yeah. We're in a good position at the minute.
So you're doing all of this and presumably working full-time as well?
Yeah, I work for Isle of Man Energy on the gas. So, full-time job and, you know, family and stuff, missus, kids. Yeah, she's been really good in all of this. I have to have a shout-out to my missus, Laurie. Yeah, she's been a diamond this week leading up to the Manx, to be honest. In the garage, tinkering away. She just left me to it. So, yeah, I cannot thank her enough for that.
And we constantly talk about that, how important it is to have those people there who really get why you're doing what you do and just what it means to you, because that is just invaluable, I guess.
100%. And I think they appreciate how serious it is. You know, as people say, we're not playing tiddlywinks. It's serious business. So the bike's got to be right, especially when you are sort of a privateer and you're doing everything yourself. If you don't do it and it's wrong, you know, just bad things happen. So you've got to not have any distraction and concentrate on what you're doing to make sure the bike's right.
So you mentioned Southern 100 for the first time for you last year. What was that all like, being part of that atmosphere? I mean, it's a great, great meeting.
Oh, it's a fantastic meeting. Love the place. Had a few dramas there, to be honest. But even on that first lap, unfortunately, there was an incident on the newcomer's lap. So that was not good to be riding through. We had to ride through the incident. And that was a bit like, whoa, this is, you know, it can really go wrong here very quickly. So that was a real eye-opener. I hope the fella's all right. But yeah, once obviously we calmed down and went on to the next day, yeah, it's just fast, you know, you're in between walls and houses and it's bumpy and you cannot replicate it until you get on a bike and go around yourself. Yeah, it's mind-blowing. Love it.
And in terms of getting the bikes together, and I mean, you mentioned sort of tinkering in the garage, so you're pretty hands-on with all that side of stuff.
Yeah, have to be. I'm not quite factory, so yeah, I'm not quick enough either. So yeah, I like doing it as well, to be honest, and you're constantly learning. Good skills to have, but I'm a bit of a control freak as well in that regard, so I'm not sure how I would feel if I did have someone spannering for me. I'd probably still be going over it myself.
That's really interesting. You know, you're not the first person to say that, and I guess that just goes back to just that mental need to know that everything is in place and you've got as much confidence as you can have.
100%. Well, you can't blame anyone then, because if you haven't done it and it goes wrong, you've only got yourself to blame. But yeah, I like being hands-on. I always have been. And it's bloody expensive to put your bike into garages and things like that. I do have to say, Tony Bass and Andy up at Slick Performance, they've been amazing. Really helped me out this year. They've gone out their way too. So a big shout out to those guys.
And as we're talking, actually, Wayne, you are just a couple of hours away from going to a presentation with Tracy's Pictures, and they do the Back a Newcomer scheme. And we were talking to them literally just this morning about what that means to newcomers, and they see that appreciation. But I guess from your point of view, how could you put that into words about what that sort of financial support means? Because you've also got the Billy Redmayne Foundation as well.
I was about to mention them as well. Yeah, Tracy's Pictures, the Howard Foundation, Billy Redmayne Memorial Fund. Without these guys, it would be so much more difficult to raise the funds for us to go racing. They do a fantastic job. You see it on Facebook all the time, how they're trying to raise money for all us guys. So yeah, I'm looking forward to her. I've been missing her. She's messaged me, but I've been missing her every meeting because I've had so many problems. So I can't wait to actually get hold of her hand, maybe give her a cuddle or whatever, and yeah, just show my appreciation for all the efforts that they do go to.
Have you worked out how much money you might have spent?
I wouldn't want to.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to. I bet everyone says that. It's, oh, yeah. I sold my car a few months back because the money just ran out. All of my Manx Grand Prix fund, I was thinking, oh, I'll be okay. But it got to a point where so many issues cost so much money, it just depleted like rapidly. So, again, I have to... Benjamin Binns, my brother-in-law, he took it upon himself to... create the 62 club. My race number this year at the Manx is 62, so he made the 62 club, and he's I don't know if you know Ben, but I'm sure a lot of people will, he's a sidecar passenger, so he's done TT, he's got a lot of experience, he's well known throughout the paddock, and a lot of those guys have chipped in to help me out, so I cannot thank everyone who's contributed enough for helping me get this far.
Wayne, there will be people who sit there and think, if it is such a financial strain, you've obviously got your family and whatever, and it must be so stressful, why?
Do you know what, if I don't do it now, I'll never do it, so I'll take the punishment financially now. Unless it got to a certain point when I genuinely could not afford to do it, then I would just hang up, because, you know, you can't have people giving you money just to do your hobby forever. But all the support is very, very much appreciated. And people just want to see you do well. It makes them become a part of it too.
And how have you found sort of going around and asking for help? Obviously, I mean, fortunately, having your brother-in-law sort of chipping with that sort of support and Tracy's Pictures and whatever, but other sponsors, I guess you have to go out and physically speak to them and try and persuade them to help you out.
Yeah, the beginning of the year I sent out a lot of emails and didn't really get much response. It's kind of as the months have gone by, more and more people have become a little bit more interested, but it's very difficult. Well, us racers, we're always banging on about finances and, you know, pleading poverty, but it's really expensive. And yeah, I think it's just luck of the draw, really. I don't really like asking, But it got to a point for me this year where I was sort of down on my knees. So I put a post out on my Facebook page, and I had an excellent response from it. And I was overwhelmed by it all, to be honest. Like strangers, people just saying, send over your details, I'll fire over a few quid. Yeah, I'm so grateful to each and every one of them.
And I guess to anyone who's listening and thinks maybe they would like to support a rider in some ways, we're not necessarily talking big books, because actually, literally, it sounds like every penny and pound counts.
It really is. People think, oh, they want to help a rider. He's probably one of 10 grand, you know, these big amounts of money. It's not. It's 20 quid, you know, whatever. It does. It all contributes towards something, because, yeah, the costs are just... they're endless. It just goes on and on and on. But I try not to think about that side of it too much, in all honesty.
Until somebody keeps asking you about it. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's just, it does get on top of you, because then when you start thinking about it, you realise how much money is going into it.
So alongside the ones we've mentioned, who else have you got supporting you? Chance to give them a bit of a shout out.
Yeah, so this year I've had, again, fantastic support from people. I'd like to thank Joey Joyce. He's my main sponsor this year, of JMJ Groundworks Limited. Obviously the Billy Redmayne Memorial Fund, Tracy's Pictures, the Howard Foundation, Leonie Harrison, Fitness and PT, Ironman Boxing and Fitness Academy. They've let me use the gym, building up to this year's racing season. Paul Cassidy at Ireland Fuels, always good for a bit of experience. He's got some knowledge, and he's helped me out with a few bits and bobs as well. Rob Taylor at Lilybank Lodges, Sire FVS, Stuart and Andrea Hunter, and this week actually Paul Rose Deli and Robinson's. They're keeping me and the team fed and watered, so massive shout out to them. And also I was at the physiotherapist this morning, so CAFA Rex Physiotherapy, fantastic job. The girls and boys in there, they're all great. So and they do that free of charge as well. They take it upon themselves to assist the motorsport guys, so yeah, big shout out to them. And finally, well, my missus Laurie Joyce, and Benjamin Binns, because without him I would be really struggling at the moment. So I thank you and everyone who's contributed very much.
Wayne, just talk to us about the physical side of things, because you mentioned going to the gym. Obviously you have to have that certain level of fitness to be able to tackle the mountain course, because it is incredibly physical, but also the physiotherapy side of it as well. How important is that, sort of keeping on top of the fitness side of things?
I would say it's very important. Well, I had an offer at the pre-TT, so it sort of put me back a little bit. But yeah, riding any sort of bike, doing any sort of fitness, I think definitely benefits you here. On Sunday, I didn't realise, we got 5 laps in, I didn't realise how physically demanding it actually is, especially in the legs. I thought we'd be in the arms, but it was quite the opposite. You're wrestling the bike from left to right, such high speeds, your neck because of the wind, it's physically demanding. So I know next year to start training early.
And you mentioned that incident that you had at the pre-TT, obviously, and I mean, that wasn't really that long ago, but are you okay after that?
Yeah, unfortunately, it was on lap 3. We started off dry. Rain came in. Should have rolled off a bit more. Just about to tip into Iron Gate, and the front just tucked on me. So down I went into the wall. But thankfully, no severe damage. Just a bit, well, I would say battered and bruised, but there wasn't a mark on me. I was just battered internally. So yeah, my ribs and my hip took a bit of a whack. But yeah, I was all right a few weeks later.
So we've had the first laps then of MGP, but I just want to go back to the point where you decided to put in your entry. What do you remember about that time?
Do you know what? I've done it on a bit of a whim, to be honest. You're here and everyone's going on about how many signatures you need. You need to have gone here, there and everywhere. And I had already done 2 Scarboroughs and the Southern. So I thought, okay, well, there's some experience with road racing there. I thought, I'll just put an entry in, see what comes of it. And then I got the email and I was like, bloody hell, what's going on here? We really got to get our skates on now. But
how did you break that news to Laurie? Was she okay with that?
I think she knew, to be honest. I think she was like, I don't know what you're worried about. You know, you're going to get in. She was confident, yeah, and she was bang on. So, yeah, I was buzzing, in all honesty. I couldn't believe it. Smiling like a Cheshire cat, as they say.
And then you've got all the build-up. So you've got your newcomers weekends, obviously a little bit easier for you since you live over here. But again, we talk so much about how crucial they are, having the experience of the likes of Carolyn and Jim and all of the guys who make that happen. It seems a really great way of doing things.
Yeah, it's fantastic, to be honest. You speak to a lot of the old school guys and like, oh, we never had this in our day. So how safe it's got now, it clearly speaks volumes from the efforts that the guys are putting in. Yeah, it's interesting when you're going around with them in the little hire cars. they were very small hire cars, to be honest, and fully loaded with all of us blokes in there. It was quite entertaining, in all honesty. But yeah, the knowledge is sort of invaluable, really. There's just so much to learn. Yeah, you just got to soak it up like a sponge, take it all in, make your notes, whether it's mentally or writing it down on pen and paper. As you say, because I live here, I can sort of put that into practice every day, basically, because I drive most of the course. So yeah, invaluable, I would say. It's great work for the guys.
And in terms of making notes, are you writing it physically down? Do you keep it in your head? How does it work for you?
For me, it was more mental. I didn't really feel like I needed to write anything down. Living here, you know all the names, well, majority of the names of the corners. It was just pinpointing apex points, peeling in points, breaking references. But everyone's different. I'm sort of the kind of rider who just works it out as I go until I get on the bike, on the course, and start going round. Then it starts making even more sense. Because all the onboards, you watch them till you're sick, in all honesty. But yeah, Sunday, that was the doing that newcomer's lap with John McGuinness, insane. Yeah, that was like, okay, it does make sense. It does make sense now, so yeah.
Do you know, I guess you can prepare for something and do as many laps on public open roads as you can, but sitting on that start line, as you say, behind John McGuinness, I mean, a pretty good person to go out with,
yeah,
for a first lap, I reckon.
I was hoping he was going to keep up with me, but no, we were just going along. It was great, to be honest. You could take it all in. It was everyone's waving at him and that, and I'm like, I'm behind John McGuinness here. This is insane. Like, I still can't actually believe it. A bit fanboying him a little bit, but mind blowing. In all honesty, lost for words.
So you do that lap, which you are speed controlled, but then you do go out on your own.
Yeah.
What was that one like?
Yeah, that's when you're like, okay, we've really got to, it's hitting home now. You know, the speeds are higher. You're hitting the corners a lot faster. Yeah, it makes you realise you've got to be pinpoint here. You know, there is, as the film was, there's no room for error. You've got to concentrate. You've really got to concentrate.
Was there anything that really surprised you? Any points where you thought, oh, that was not what I expected?
Do you know what? Bray Hill, funny enough, I was expecting that to be worse than it was. But, you know, once you get going, you think there's a lot more room and it's like it sort of slows down, even though you're flat out. It's a strange experience. Very enjoyable, though, I must admit.
So there's no regrets at this point? You're not sitting there thinking, no, probably won't bother doing it again?
Absolutely not. Probably the worst thing was doing that, getting it accepted, because I know as long as they'll allow me, I will keep coming back until the money runs out. But no, I'll keep coming back. I've got the bug for it now.
Tell me about the team that you've got working with you this year then.
Yeah, I've got my friend came over from London to help me this year. He's going to be my fire marshal. So that's my friend Attila, I've got Rob Taylor, and I've got Benjamin Binns as well. Again, very experienced in the paddock. Yeah, and just obviously my missus has been popping up and various family in-laws. Yeah, I've got a good bunch of people. I'm actually sharing with Damien Crook, who's doing the Classic TT. So, you know, we help each other out. He's been really good. Anything I need or he needs, we always help each other out. So it's good to have someone who's in the same event as you, because you know what each other's going through and you know what you probably might need.
Yeah, he was in your newcomer's shoes last year, wasn't he? So
100%.
He really does get it.
Yeah, he's been giving us a few tips, pointers. Yeah, he's a good lad, Damien. I really like him.
The other side of things, you mentioned having like fire marshal and all that sort of stuff. I guess getting to grips with the regulations must be quite a thing as well, because it's not just about how you are out there on the bike. There's a whole world behind it.
Yeah, there's a lot of regs, and I think a lot of people this week have found out, like I did on my bike, funny enough, like aftermarket wheels on, and then as soon as I got up to scrutineering, they was like, no, that they need to be homologated. So thankfully I had some, got them switched over, and away I went. So yeah, fingers crossed, that's the only dramas I have this year.
Are you staying up at the paddock or are you going home?
Not when I've got a cosy bed about half a mile down the road. No, baby kicking me in the head, so maybe not so comfortable. But no, I'm not staying in the paddock.
Have you got any sense that any of the kids are going to follow in your footsteps? I mean, obviously very young yet, maybe.
Yeah, I hope not, because like we say, the cost. But I've always said I'll support them, whatever the choices that they make, I'll be there to support them.
And the fact that you are here, Wayne, means you can do the racing over here. We know we've got the Andrews Racing Association and up at Jerby. And what's that whole experience been like, being part of that? Well, it's almost a family, really.
Yeah, the ARA, it's good up there. They're bringing all the riders on. Obviously, it is the only track and club over here. So the guys, they're great bringing on the new talent, putting on as many races as they can, test days. So without them, you know, we'd have to do a lot of travelling. So yeah, big shout out to the the Andreas Racing Association.
And you do have to travel anyway. You do have to go away for some of the events. And I guess, as always, fitting that in alongside working full time, family and whatever, it doesn't leave a lot of time.
No, do you know what? It is a lifestyle. You live and breathe it. Yeah, it's the travelling. I don't get away as much as I would like to. But, yeah, I think it's like maybe the, it's time, the cost, you know, you're using holidays, you leave on a Friday, you know, you're taking at least 2 days off of your holiday. So you soon run out of holidays without actually having a family holiday. So if you can afford one, that is.
The other side of things currently, Wayne, is that you have to really have that social media presence because everybody likes to sort of follow how you're going and how it's all working out. Do you enjoy that side of things? Do you have time for that?
Yeah, I do as much as, you know, in this day and age, I think that is the way forward with social media. Otherwise, no one's ever going to know who you are. So it's good to put stuff out there. It's not a case of look at me, I can ride a motorbike. It is to get people involved and for people to support you as well. So you have got to get your name out there. It's the world we live in these days.
So where can people follow you?
You can follow me on my Facebook page at Wayne Avis Racing #20. I only really use Facebook, getting a bit old now.
What's the significance with 20?
It's my birthday, the 20th
is
of August.
It?
So yeah, 20 is my, that's where 20 comes from.
Oh, well, many happy returns for tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come in here. I just, finally, Wayne, if somebody's listening to this and they might be thinking, do you know what, I'd love to give it a go. What would be the best piece of advice you think you could give them?
I would say start off steady, get yourself an half-decent bike. If you can, get someone to help you along with it because... like I said before, you want to make sure, if you're not very hands-on, you want to make sure the bike's right. You don't want it breaking down or failing on you so you hurt yourself. So yeah, get some kit, contact the Andreas Racing Association. You can do your race school up at the grandstand through like the theory side. It's pretty easy, straightforward stuff. And then get up and do your first race school on the track. Yeah, and then the world is your oyster.
And have you set yourself a target for this year?
No goals whatsoever. My... with regard to the Manx Grand Prix is just learn the place, get round safely and have fun. It's always about, I've said it before when I've spoke to previous people, if you're not having fun riding your bike, then what's the point doing it? I don't want it to be stressful. I want it to be as enjoyable as I can.
And will you be bringing the birthday cakes in?
I'll see what I get given tomorrow.
Wayne, it's been great to talk to you. All the very, very best with the rest of MGP qualifying and racing, and we'll keep up to date with how you're doing.
And you, Beth, thank you very much.
Wayne Avis, and as I say, every single thing crossed that all goes well for Wayne in the Manx Grand Prix, and very, very many happy returns as well. If he happens to be listening today, there may be some cake coming his way. I'm sure there must be. The link to Wayne's Facebook page is on the podcast page, so do give him a follow. And as Wayne said, any support that anybody can give to a rider is so hugely appreciated, and just a few pounds really does make a huge difference. Journey to a Dream is brought to you by Kawasaki Insurance. You can find out more about them by visiting their website, kawasaki-insurance.co.uk. And if you'd like to find out about the Andreas Racing Association, the link to their Facebook page is also on the Journey to a Dream page as well. Just remember, it is Gerby Day on August the 24th. That is this coming Sunday. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, take care. Bye-bye.